Chapter 13, Biblical Principles of Revival, Objectives. Upon completion of this chapter, you will be able to write the key verse from memory, list 7 principles of revival illustrated in the Old Testament record, provide a biblical reference which explains God's plan for revival, list 4 things believers must do if they are to experience revival, summarize 3 things God will do in response. Key verse, 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Introduction. In the last chapter, you studied Old Testament revivals. This chapter summarizes biblical principles of revival drawn from these Old Testament examples. Biblical principles of revival. No 2 revivals are identical, but the following principles are evident in the Old Testament record. 1. Most Old Testament revivals were preceded by a time of deep spiritual decline and despair. When conditions are declining around you and you are tempted to despair, rejoice instead. You may be on the brink of revival. 2. Each revival began in the heart of one man who became the instrument God used to stir others. As God touches your heart with the fire of revival, you will fan the revival flame in others. This is the true work of a mobilizer. 3. Every Old Testament revival rested on the powerful proclamation of the Word of God. The message of revival should focus on sin, hell, and God's judgment, not just power, love, peace, and prosperity. Consider the revival message of Moses in Deuteronomy 11:26-28. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse, a blessing if ye obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and a curse if ye will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other gods which ye have not known. Hear the words of Samuel, 1 Samuel 7:3. And Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, If ye do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashereth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. Examine the words of Ezekiel in Ezekiel 33:7-8. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman upon the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth, and warn them from me. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thy hand. Hear the word of Elijah, 1 Kings 18:21. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long halt ye between 2 opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him, but if Baal, then follow him. 4. Repentance from sin always preceded revival. Repentance included the destruction of every idol and separation from the world. 5. There was a return to proper priorities. These included concern for others, keeping the Sabbath, giving, prayer, and the Word of God. 6. There was a return to the genuine worship of God. This worship was not cold and formal ritual, but an exciting, emotional response of the people to hear their Lord. 7. Every revival was followed by a time of productivity, prosperity, great joy, and gladness. God's revival plan. The Old Testament record also contains God's plan for revival, 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Many important principles of revival are contained in this verse. First, note that he is speaking to his people. If my people, he is not talking to sinners, the world, or just anyone in general. God is talking to his people who are called by his name. Here is what God's people must do if they are to experience revival. 1. Humble themselves. To humble yourself is to bring yourself low before God. Study Leviticus 26:40-41. This humbling includes humbling yourself before God. 2 Chronicles 34:1-13. His word, 2 Chronicles 34:14-28, and his people, 2 Chronicles 34:29-33. 2. Pray. You are to pray specific prayers of 1. Seeking God, and 2. Turning from your wicked ways. We often have not because we ask not, or we ask amiss. We should ask God to revive us and pray specific prayers of confession and repentance to prepare our hearts for the move of His Holy Spirit. 3. Seek my face. The phrase seeking God is used in the following Old Testament passages. Exodus 33:7, Deuteronomy 4:29, Ezra 8:22. 2 Samuel 12:16, 2 Samuel 21:1, 1 Chronicles 16:10-11, 2 Chronicles 7:14, 2 Chronicles 11:16, 2 Chronicles 15:4, 2 Chronicles 20:4, Psalm 105:3-4, Psalm 24:6, Psalm 27:8, Psalm 40:17, Psalm 69:7, Psalm 75, Proverbs 28:5, Isaiah 51:1, Jeremiah 29:13, Jeremiah 50:40, Hosea 3:5, Hosea 5:6-7-15, Hosea 7:10, Daniel 9:3, Zephaniah 1:6, Zechariah 8:21, Malachi 3:1. A review of these passages reveal that seeking God involves 1. Voluntary and wholeheartedly turning to God. 2. An inner attitude of commitment to serve Him. 3. A decision to turn away from all evil. 4. A decision to fulfill His will. 5. A commitment to fervent prayer. Seeking the Lord is the chief means of averting evil. Amos 5:4-14. It is the evidence of true humility. Zephaniah 2:3. It is the basis for sensing the presence of God. Hosea 5:15. It brings life. Amos 5:4-6. And it must be done wholeheartedly. Jeremiah 29:12-13. 4. Turn from your wicked ways. Prayer and seeking God are not enough in themselves. They must be accompanied by true repentance, which is a change in direction. You must turn from your wicked ways towards God. Repentance is the truth emphasized in all biblical revivals. It is evident in every Old Testament revival. The church began with calls to repentance, Acts 2. The final call in the book of Revelation is to repentance, Revelation 22:16. Repentance is a gift from God that enables you to change the direction of your life. Acts 5:29-31, Acts 11:15-18, 2 Timothy 2:22-26. All men are commanded to repent, Acts 17:30. It is God's will that all repent, 2 Peter 3:9. And God works graciously to draw men to repentance, Romans 2:4. Without repentance, you will perish, Luke 13:3-5. Jesus commanded that repentance and remission of sins be preached in his name among all nations, Luke 24:47. Repentance includes turning from sins of omission, things you do not do that you should, commission, wrong things you do, and presumption, presuming by not seeking counsel from God and sinning in the process. Repentance also includes turning from dead works, Hebrews 6:1-3. Dead works are any religious acts done to gain merit with God by human effort. Dead works can even include worship, tithing, and deeds of kindness. Worship must be in spirit and truth, or it is a dead work. Giving out of constraint, emotionalism, or because you are embarrassed to have the offering plate pass in front of you is a dead work. Deeds of kindness or ministry done out of obligation or to receive glory are also dead works. Any work which has no capacity to be made alive by the Spirit of God is a dead work. For example, sharing the gospel at all times and places to all men without regard to the prompting of the Spirit of God may be casting pearls before swine, Matthew 7:6, and reproving a scorner in vain, Proverbs 9:7-8. Any work which is done in the energy of the flesh and not in the power of the Holy Spirit is a dead work. You should constantly examine your spiritual condition, your motives and methods of ministry, and repent of acts of omission, commission, presumption, and dead works. Summary. Here is what you must do to prepare for revival. Humble yourself, pray, seek God's face, turn from your wicked ways. Here is what God will do in response. Hear from heaven, respond, forgive their sin, reconcile, hear their land, restore.